I am a believer, hence I am an achiever. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy, Absolute Monastery, here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. I am a believer, hence I am an achiever. Can you say that about yourself? Can you say that you are a believer and that because of that you are an achiever? Well, I've been talking about these beautiful parks that we have going on around the world and that were made and designed by one man. And he's written up in the National Geographic this for the next month. Quite well done. His name is Frederick Law Olmsted. Frederick Law Olmsted, O-L-M-S-T-E-D. And he has 14 parks here, which are quite significant, but a lot of them we don't know about. But pictures of them are in the National Geographic, and you can see why they are recognized as being so beautiful. The Boston Park System was the first definite park that he did. And then the Fairstead Farmhouse Park, the Mount Royal Park, the Central Park in New York, the Rochester Park System, Rochester, New York. Did a lot of things up in the North area as well as in North Carolina. The Buffalo Park System, again in New York area. The Niagara Falls Reservation, you know where that is. The United States Capitol Grounds, that's a very effective job. The Biltmore Castle Estate, the Louisville, Kentucky Park System, the Chicago World's Fair Expedition in Jackson Park did the entire thing, the Village at Riverside, and the Yosemite Valley. Now, he designed Yosemite Valley. I thought God had a hand in that. Yosemite Valley is quite lovely, but Yosemite Valley would be very unuseful for public use if it were not designed specifically into a park with places for camping, with places for tenting, with places for cooking, with places for playing in the river there, with places for climbing the cliffs and so forth, so that it would not be too dangerous for the general public. Only later did they develop the more difficult climbs for the advanced climber, and we've heard about that from our own John Dainty. John Charles Dainty has been climbing the bluffs at Yosemite and told us what a great experience it was. But this man, he had a dream of beautiful things. He was more of an introspective person, as are shown in the designs that he has created for his parks. But he would say of himself, I'm sure, I'm a believer, hence I am an achiever. He believed that he could design the parks to demonstrate the beauty that was within his soul. And he did it. He did it. You see, now, you may be a believer that you can design parks even more beautiful than him. But it doesn't make a darn bit of difference if you don't do it. And you won't do it unless you have authority by the city to design the park, and they're going to pay for it. And they're going to put it in, because you don't go paying for a park yourself and putting it in yourself because that's what appeals to you, although many people would like to do things like that. I looked at the Franklin County State House, State House in Franklin County in Virginia, and it was gorgeous. Oh, the pillar. So that is marble pillars that are rising up, and you look through avenue and avenue and avenue of development. It's gorgeous. I believe that's probably in the National Geographic, too. I see a lot of things there. But it was a beautiful design, a beautiful building. Now, What nut is spending the public money on designing such an ornate building that has 5 stories high of marble columns reaching up to glass, stained glass windows at the top, and beautiful staircases, marble staircases going up here, marble staircases going up here, marble staircases going up here, and an atrium in the middle, and beautiful, gorgeous, 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 you know. And doors, they have the massive oak doors on them, and the offices that are also in marble, you know, because the whole building is marble. The whole building is gorgeous, costs a pretty penny, I'm sure. Of total uselessness, except to the eye. Except to the spirit, except to the quality of man, and it is kept in beautiful condition. That's a big part of it. We have many glorious buildings across the United States that are not always maintained because the government moves from one location to another, and the building no longer is a government building maintained by the government and kept in perfect shape. So the people who use the building, they don't have the same wherewithal or desire to maintain it like the government does. You see, I am a believer, hence I am an achiever. I believe in what I share with everyone. I believe, number one, in what I live. And I live it so completely that it just, for a moment, breaks my heart when I see people violating what they say they believe about what I live, as for themselves. And I come across out of that all right, but at the moment it seems such an unfortunate thing. I believe what I have, and I achieve what I have, and everywhere I go people love what I share with them. They love the concepts, they love the ideas. People come out of the woodwork and they say, my goodness, this is what I believed all my life, and I've never seen it put down, you know, in print like you have it. And this doesn't make me so good. It merely means that I had someone support me while I was publishing these books and getting the university going. I had someone support me to take care of that. And who was that someone that supported me? That someone was my divine self. Because there was no outer person that supported me. There were people who made promises that they were going to support me, people who were reputable and who had a considerable amount of money, and they could have done it, but they only did it for a moment. And then they forgot and went off about their own business. I never depended upon other people to support my ideas. I always supported my own ideas by myself. And like when Ellen came to the campus the first time, she says, Herb, I believe in this stuff. Here, take all my jewels, you know. And I said, Ellen, that's not quite the way we want to do it here. And I took her jewels and I stuck it in a drawer in the living room of our house trailer, which was always open. And they sat there for a couple of years until we finally decided perhaps we should do something with them. And they were very valuable, very valuable. But I wasn't building the organization on other people's money. I wasn't building it on other people's dreams, on other people's desires. I was building it on the philosophy itself. And if the philosophy would not hold up, no matter what contributions people made to the organization, the contribution would fall flat on its face because it wasn't based on the philosophy. And when the contributions were based on the philosophy, then it was great. Oh, you know, I had a lot of women say, I'll marry you because, you know, I think you're a great guy, and I'll give you all my money. I'm a multimillionaire. I'll give it all to you, and, you know, you can use it any way you want. I said, oh, no, no, no. No, thank you very much. I'll accept the money, but I won't accept the strings because I'm not available to marry anybody because I have been married, and I now have dedicated 100% of my life to my philosophy, to my teaching, to my sharing, wherever I go. Nothing else matters to me except the philosophy and the teaching and the sharing and the living of it. And in the process, I got my ears clipped, you know, I got my toenails cut, and many other things happened to me. But I stood up anyhow for what I believe, and I always will. I am a believer, hence I am an achiever. I believe in what I do. I believe in what I have. I believe in what I am. And everyone who knows me, everyone, even those people who were unkind at some moment in my life, they all come back and they all say, hey, I believe in you. I believe in you. And yet at a moment, they didn't. And at the moment that they didn't was when they didn't believe in themselves. At the moment when they didn't was the time when they didn't believe in their own inner beingness. And hey, that's cool. That's cool. I judge no one. We have no past. We have no future. We have only the present. And I live in the now. I mention these things to you only because you look at my life and you say, wow, you sure have an easy time. You sure have everything going for you. Look at the way you can travel around the world and give these lectures and it's all paid for by the people you go to. Oh, really? Mostly. There's a lot of places we go where the people don't have the money. And we share it. Africa doesn't begin to cover the expenses of what we have. South America doesn't begin to cover it. But the people there are beautiful and they're wonderful and they are dedicated to this teaching, to this philosophy. And how could we not go there? How could we not do that? And the same is true in India. We haven't done much in India, but it's the same as true in Russia. My goodness. We visited Russia many times on their invitation, paying our own way, you know? People say, oh, that's such a wonderful thing to go traveling the world and give these lectures and so on. And I say to them, hey, go. Go. And they say, well, send me. And I say, I don't send anyone to represent me unless I hear them talk, unless I hear them giving a lecture, unless I hear how they are consistently speaking about what we teach here. And I'm not having anybody paying for someone to go out and represent me. I don't even know whether they totally believe in what I teach. They're nice enough people. They're beautiful people. They're well ensconced in our philosophy. They have all of our degrees, all of our recognitions, all of our approvals. But are they living it? Are they living it every day of their life? Are they living it when they get up and when they go to bed? Are they living it as the day is ended? Do they say, what a glorious day I've had. It has been so fantastic. Everything is exactly as I created it because I am the master of my world. I am God. God I am. Wow, you know, to say that, you've got to really have your hat on straight, you know? Because if you don't, it's a joke. It's a joke. People want to go out and give lectures for us. I say, go. Go. We have students in all parts of the world. And they talk about us. But to give a lecture about us, that's another thing. To stand up in public and say, I am God, God I am. And have people look at them and they say, are you sort of crazy? You know, didn't you get the message? Jesus was God, not you. You know, you're an idiot. And, of course, Jesus said, ye are God to each of us. And we are. If God is everywhere and everything, then everybody, everything is God. And the only reason we don't want to claim it is because then we got to take responsibility for being whatever it is we claim. And that's the trouble when you get up to give a lecture. If you don't get up and speak the truth totally and stand up for it, then what value are you? What value are you to anyone? You are not a living example of what you say you believe. And I say I believe it, and I wish I program myself to be a living example of what I believe, and I do my very best at it, and I think it turns out pretty good. I'm pretty happy with me. I'm pretty content with me. Now, what about you? I'm a believer, hence I'm an achiever. Are you a believer? Do you believe that it won't work? Is your first statement to me when I tell you something, oh, well, make an excuse for what you did or didn't do? Huh? Don't do that. When I tell you something, your first statement should be, yes, that's true, and I plan to do it even better, or whatever you're going to say. But think about these things. I am a believer, hence I am an achiever. Be a believer. Believe in yourself. believe in your convictions, believe in who you are. And if someone wants to kill you and make you say something that you don't believe, say, okay, kill me. What difference does it make? Life's eternal. I live on. They won't kill you. But are you strong enough to take a chance? That's a big test. I'm a believer, hence I am an achiever. And you are too. And I love you very much. And I know that every single moment of your life is an expression of fulfillment of everything good and beautiful. I love you. I love you.
I love you.